VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, it's me, Ming Jane. Do you know that today is Chinese Valentine's Day? Do you have any surprises for your better half? For me, a nice meal or a handmade card would make for the perfect Valentine's Day. And yeah, I know, I'm really easy to please. And for those gentlemen out there who haven't found their true love just yet, don't worry. After today's episode, you will be transformed and ready to find your soulmate real soon. Now let's take a look at today's sentence first. According to the video, one of the turn-ons that I agree with the most is the sentence of the day. So guys, pay attention and don't forget to let me know whether they are really helpful to you. So what I mean by this is when a man has great relationships with his friends and family, and he has a great career or at least is on the right path towards a great career.
不仅家庭关系要好，还要有良好的人际关系，有份好工作，或者是个有前途的人。
那我们来看一下发音吧。首先是 what I， 这两个字会连在一起念，听起来就有点像是挖来挖来挖来。接下来是 that is， 这里的 t 呢不需要念出来，然后一样是连音 that is that is。接下来的 great relationships 的 t 一样不需要念，然后念到 t 的时候感觉就是要停住，然后念起来就像是 great relationships。再来下一个是 friends and， 这里的 s 跟 and 会连在一起念，所以听起来就像是 friends and friends and。OK， 接下来是倒数第二个字 at least， at least 这里的 t 一样不需要念，然后 a 会变得比较短，所以有点听起来像是 at least， at least。最后一个 right path。Right path， 这里的 t 一样不需要念，所以直接接后面的 path 就好了。Alright， 那我们再来放慢速度念一次句子吧。
So what I mean by this is when a man has great relationships with his friends and family, and he has a great career, or at least is on the right path towards a great career.
Well done! 接下来看今天的第一个单字是 relationship。relationship， 它是一个名词，意思是感情关系或者是关联。For example, none of Amy's relationships have ever lasted more than 3 months.
Amy 谈过的感情从来没有一段超过三个月。这里的 last 代表的不是上一个或是过去，而是持续了多长的一段时间。下一个例句是它当作关联的时候使用的。
What's the relationship between these two people? 这两人之间的关联是什么？所以这里的 relationship 代表的不是男女之间的爱情，而是纯粹他们之间的关系。第二个单字是 career。career 做名词使用的时候是职业、事业的意思。做动词使用的时候比较少见，意思是猛冲飞奔。那我们先来看当名词使用的例句。
I really need some career advice because I have no clue what to do after I graduate.
我真的很需要职涯建议，因为我现在对于毕业之后的规划完全没有头绪。现在应该很多大学生也是这种状态吧，就是毕业之后还不知道要从事什么行业，非常的需要一些 advice， 一些建议。那接下来是他做动词使用的例句。
The car careered off the road and burst into flames.
车子爆冲离道路并且起火燃烧。所以这里的 careered off 就是他爆冲然后离开了道路。所以大家开车一定要小心一点，尤其是开跑车那类的车子。
OK， 那下一个单字是 path。Path， 它是名词，意思是小道或是途径。
For example, this path is the fastest way to get to my school.
这条道路是到我学校最快的一条。 虽然走小路很方便，就是缩短多时间，但是如果它太暗了或者是太偏僻了，尽量还是不要走。接下来是最后一个单字 toward。 toward 它是一个 preposition 介系词，以方向来说，它的意思是朝向或是对着，像是 The stolen car was last seen driving toward the city， 失窃的车辆最后被目击开往市区。 OK, that's everything for today's episode. Women aren't so hard to predict, trust me. As long as you are mature, humorous, and have a good job, you should have no trouble at all finding a girlfriend, right? I hope I'm correct. Well, anyways,Don't forget to leave a comment below about your Chinese Valentine's Day and whether today's tips are really helpful with your recording. And see you next time. Bye!